When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Living Daily Relationships, episode 133, My Life with a Narcissist. Is Your Ex One? Part 3. By Marcy with lovesagame.com. Welcome everyone. I'm Joss Marie, your host and personal narrator, and this is the show where I narrate to you every weekday from some of the best relationship blogs in the world, similar to an audiobook or audio blog. Today, I have part 3 of a 5-part post from a guest author on lovesagame.com that captures firsthand what it's like to date a narcissist. And as I mentioned in part 1 and part 2, despite this article being longer than any we've ever featured here on the show, we decided to share it with you anyway over the course of a week because it's a very popular post on lovesagame.com and has hundreds of comments. Also, we're exactly 1 week away from our next book giveaway, so I just wanted to give a little heads up to those of you who'd like to have your name submitted. All you have to do is join our mailing list right at oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's hear part 3 of this post from lovesagame.com and continue optimizing your life. My Life with a Narcissist. Is Your Ex One? Part 3. By Marcy with lovesagame.com. The Birth of a Narcissist. Often, a narcissist, male or female, has experienced major trauma in their life which was devastating, to the point that it kills that person emotionally. The pain never goes away and they bleed continually. To survive, they build a barrier that insulates them from the external world of people, and to cope socially with others, they develop a false persona, a personality or identity which is not who they really are. The wounded child inside may present as a badass or a tough guy, or he can play the part of the nice, fun guy who everyone just adores. Whatever the case may be, it is not the real him. The narc attracts devastation, pain, and unhappiness into their own lives. They never get to create durable love, happiness, peace, and joy. They are plagued by a large inner hole, an intense pain and anxiety within themselves, resulting in self-loathing, extreme anger, and sometimes shame. They battle with their own shortcomings. Like a junkie, they need someone or something to take the edge off, to give them temporary relief from the pain and intense inner torment that they continuously feel. Usually, they target people to extract narcissistic supply from, to function and make them feel better about themselves. They are professional manipulators and design their game plan to get their junkie needs met at any cost. Narcissistic supply is their drug, and they don't care who is pushing it, as long as it makes them feel good about themselves. The perfect victim of a narcissist. Why me? Their ideal victims, or hosts, are people who are emotionally generous and who allow their boundaries to be bent. Don't get me wrong here. There is nothing wrong with being emotionally generous, caring, loving, kind, unselfish, etc. But the narc will take advantage of your goodness and will abuse it. They suss people out and get a feel for who will play their game and who won't. They target their ideal candidate and will prey on your basic need for love. They start out charming, intoxicating, and figuring out exactly how to push our buttons, almost with the cold calculation of a serial criminal. That's the scary part. They know exactly what they are doing. It is not a coincidence or an accident. You are selected, targeted, and then sucked in. How to spot a narcissist, the red flags and warning signs. It is not at all easy to spot a narcissist, to be honest, because all people may have one or more of these traits, and that does not necessarily make them a narc. All I can suggest are some clues to watch out for, and more importantly, to go with your gut feel. Who knows better about something not being quite right than you? Definitely, if they appear to have all the characteristics listed below, then I would be almost certain that they fit into the narcissistic category. Some characteristics of a narc, things to watch out for. Number 1, they lie. Number 2, they look down on others. Number 3, they refuse to take responsibility. Number 4, they are two-faced. Number 5, they can be vindictive. Number 6, they prefer laughing at people than with them. Number 7, they are bullies. Number 8, they are very childlike. Number 9, they believe that no matter what happens, they will prevail because they see themselves as being invincible. Number 10, they believe that whatever bad things they do, they will be forgiven and will ultimately triumph. Number 11, they are fearless to the point of being insanely unrealistic. Number 12, they have persistent fantasies about attaining success, power, and wealth. They are obsessed with it. Number 13, they are incapable of compromise and need to win. Number 14, they thrive on evoking reactions and emotions, whether negative or positive, both give them a high. Number 15, they cheat on their partners. Number 16, they are not capable of real love as normal people know it. They are more interested in being in control and feeling important and special than ever being loved by someone. Number 17, they manipulate people to go against their own values willingly. Number 18, they use people as puppets, pawns, and commodities, burning them out and then moving on to their next victim. And number 19, they do not value people, do not miss them or love them, because that involves bonding emotionally at various levels, and the ability to bond is missing. An additional resource from Eddie. In 1979, Robert Raskin and Howard Terry developed the Narcissistic Personality Inventory, otherwise known as NPI, as a measurement of narcissism as a personality trait. It's considered to be the ultimate test to identify narcissists. You can actually find the NPI test right at openpsychometrics.org, and it's categorized under other tests, so make sure and scroll down to find it. The solution: how I reclaimed my power. Hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 3 of the post titled My Life with a Narcissist, Is Your Ex One? By Marcy with lovesagame.com. Thanks again to Eddie for letting us share this post with you. And given that November 1st is only 1 week away, I'd just like to give one more reminder to join our mailing list beforehand to have a chance at winning a free book. The raffle is on the first of every single month, and you can join right at oldpodcast.com. And just like that, we're 133 episodes down. Thank you so much for joining me here today, and I hope to see you again tomorrow for part 4 of this post from lovesagame.com, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.